Hey everybody, it is Angelo. I know it's been quite some time and I keep saying I'm coming back, but I've been on a personal journey and I haven't got it all figured out and I'm doing the best I can here. And to be honest, I'm super excited because I feel that I've been on this journey for quite some time now. With health and fitness, and it's been a love, hate, leave, come back, and we talk about roller coaster, weight loss and all this stuff. And I went in that pursuit of just losing weight without exercising. I've been on journeys where I've like gone all out and running, and here I am, really trying to define what it is that I want to bring to you and what it is that I stand for. And as I rummage through and I keep getting closer, as I dig in and rummage through what makes me me. And I think that's probably one of the hardest, let's say, things a person can do is self-discovery and figuring out who are you exactly, and to keep questioning it over and over and trying things. And eventually you start seeing a pattern and you're like, okay, I like this. I don't like that. I like this. And I'm attracted to this. People are attracted to this when I talk about this, but they aren't attracted to that. But what's the good things I can pull out? And as we go through this journey of figuring ourselves out, eventually we come to a point where we're pretty close. We may not still have it exactly, but we are pretty close. And I've been on this for quite some time now. And to be honest, this year I've been playing with marketing and really diving into that. And it's really made me dive deep into myself to understand what it is that I really want to help you with. And, you know, at the same time, what am I always working on? But what do I mostly get excited to talk about? Like, if I were to be put on planet Earth by myself and God came down and said, guess what? You get to choose the type of people that you want to hang out with. Who would that be? Now, of course, we'd want a mixture of different people, but if I got to choose the crowd that I get to hang out with the most, I would have to say it's runners. I love running. Running will, I can't believe I've took two, voluntarily took 2 years away from running. Before it was because I was on this yo-yo dieting thing, but I'd get into exercise, something would happen, and then I'd jump, drop out of it, and, you know, go back into it. But in the last 2 years, I have voluntarily stopped running, which is not in my blood, and it's been eating at me for quite some time. But here I am, I'm going back to running. That's not to say that everything that you've listened to on the prior episodes up to now hasn't been useful, because there are lots of things that I've learned going on that pursuit of just weight loss to figure out how to apply this to running, and not only running, but to other aspects of my life. When I took a look at the roadmaps that I built for health and fitness, I realized I just tapped into something even bigger. But I wanted to put that into something that I knew I was passionate about, aka running, and tie that into weight loss, but more importantly, tie it into life lessons that I've learned. I suggest everybody, every single human being, goes on a pursuit to becoming the best runner in the world. Now, does that mean you will become the best runner? No. But we should pursue to become the best runner in the world for ourselves. We keep setting the bar higher. And over the episodes, I'll probably get into why I think running is the best, but it's the one that I know. It is the thing that has shaped me the most in my life. The principles there, besides jumping into Tony Robbins stuff, but what has shaped me, what I've realized through running, there are so many things that are parallel to the rest of the world that I can see. I'm sure I could find it in other things, but the thing that lights me up is going out there and running. Does that mean you have to be a runner? No. Does that mean you can't do this if you're a person that goes to the gym? No, you can still do this. But I'm going to be focusing on training for running, how to become the best runner, and I'm going to bring on some cool people, and I'm going to be sharing my journey as well. And if I can bring on other people, I will. I have someone exciting. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get onto this podcast and share with you some really cool stuff. I'm not going to reveal it yet because I just started talking to them and it looks like a good fit. And if so, I can't wait to bring them on because this person has shaped me in running. Like, it has changed my running to the better. And I cannot wait to share a podcast episode with you with this individual. Anyways, so as I go on this pursuit of running, I'm going to share how this can improve your life in other aspects, because what I found out, and this is something I always talk about, I always try to find the fundamentals. I try to find the guiding principles that will make or break you in the world. Now, a lot of you may be saying, well, I have hurt knees, I can't run. Yes, you can walk and still do this. Well, I don't like to go walking, I like to be in the gym, I like to pump iron. Yes, you can do it. It won't be exactly the same. The principles will be the same. And if you can find the principles of what I'm talking with running, and a lot of them will relate to gym exercise as well, but you're going to probably have to look for a couple of things there. So, but if you're a runner, you're going to relate with this completely. If you're a walker, I encourage you to try to get into running. And the way I do it, the way I train, the way I would suggest others train, makes it possible for almost everybody in the world to run. Not only run, but to actually become a runner that competes in 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons. I can't go to marathons yet because I haven't trained for a marathon. So I'm only going to train and talk to you on how to build things as a runner all the way from a 5K to a half marathon. But that doesn't mean I won't be able to expand upon that, or you can take the things that I have with me. So it's going to be a little bit of everything. It's going to be a little bit of running and real life. And I'm going to try to take every episode and share both of them. So by the end, if you're a runner, you're going to know how to run better and become the best runner you possibly can. If you are looking for life lessons, this will be for you too, because I'm going to share with you the life lessons that I have learned. And you may be thinking, Angelo, what makes you think that you are qualified to talk about life lessons? Well, to be honest, we all should have podcasts, because you know what? Whether you like it or not, we all have life lessons, because guess what? We are all alive. We are all living each day. And I'm not going to share with you some fictitious person out there. I'm going to share with you me. My experiences, what I have learned to be principles. And that doesn't mean you can't disagree with me. Actually, I encourage you to disagree with me, because guess what? I am not going to sit here and say I know it all and I have all the answers. I don't have all the answers, because if I did, I'd be way, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'd be the president of the United States, but I would definitely be quote unquote more important than I am now, because I haven't figured out how this world works for the for the greater population. So maybe I will one time, maybe I won't. That's not the point. What's the point is that I keep becoming a better person day by day. And that's what this whole podcast is about. How do we become a better person every single day? How do we practice what we do in sports, specifically in running in my case, and make ourselves a better person in other aspects of our lives? And I can tell you one thing, roadmaps are the answer. Roadmaps are the answer. And if you go back to the original version of what I had here, I think I had NAC Warrior Roadmaps. Now I think I just call us NAC Warriors. There's a lot that I've been thinking about and really, really solidifying what it is that I can really passionately talk about and get excited every morning to be like, hey, I went on a run. Now, I'm only going to do an episode a week, I believe. I don't think I'm going to do this every single day like everybody suggests. I think once a week, because let's face it, yesterday I'll have a run. Today I'll have a run. Actually, I'm in the walking phase right now. I'll talk a little bit about that later. But right now, I'm in a walking, and walking's walking. Like, I'm not really thinking anything special is going to happen from one walk to the other that's going to be like eye-opening. But if it does, I may do extra episodes. But my goal is to at least do this once a week. Now, it's September 13th, 2023 right now. So I'm thinking that the next episode I'm going to do is going to be Monday. And my goal is to get it on Mondays. That way, when you are going to work on your first day, you will have this to listen to. Well, actually, it will be Tuesday, because Monday will be my day off from exercising and everything. So that's my plan, Mondays. Or maybe I'll do it Sunday. Maybe I'll do it Sunday. And I may even go live so you can watch me live while I do the podcast. I'm still trying to figure that stuff out. I just want to make sure that I'm not going to be loop-de-loop, loosey-goosey here. I want to set up a schedule where I'm like, hey, guess what? Mondays, you can catch my episode. I'll try to put it out every Monday. So I'll probably record it Sunday and try to put it out on Monday. That's my goal. That's my goal. And I'm still going to share my regular health and fitness. I'm still going through the Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Body. It's been taking me a little bit to get back into the habit. Remember, just not too long ago, actually almost 2 months, so I guess it's been quite some time, I went to Italy and vegged for almost a month and came back much heavier, about 8 pounds heavier, I think. And now I'm looking to lose that weight again, and I just went back to the Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Body, and I haven't implemented it perfectly to the way it was before, where I was before I left for vacation, but I'm almost there. And to be honest, it's taking me a little bit longer to get the results that I want, but I think I'm starting to head in the right direction. So what I can almost say right now, if you've been following that journey, is that I veg for about a month. It's taken about a little more than a month for my body stabilized. It didn't go back up in weight, but it didn't go down. But now it's starting to go down very slowly, which is okay because I haven't gotten into the habit of doing the kettlebell yet, and I need to jump back into that. So that's my goal. I'm going to talk about running and how that relates to real life. I'm going to walk you through my journey. I'm going to try to bring on as many special guests as I possibly can, or others that I think are out there doing great things and trying to figure out how do they become the best versions of themselves and how do they use it through sports. And not only that, but just how to become a better runner. Whether it be doing an ultra marathon, a marathon, 5K, whatever. And if you're a walker, I encourage you, encourage you. Listen to what I'm going to be talking about, because through that, I'm going to teach you how to go from a walker to a runner. Now, if you have injuries, and before you start anything I do, please make sure you talk to your doctor. I don't want anybody knocking on my door saying, well, Angelo said, I got to go out there and do this, and then you broke your leg. Or Angelo was talking about injuries and how he handles that, and I don't want you to go do that. What I want you to do is go talk to your doctor before you implement anything I say, because if you don't and you get injured and or things get worse, that's on you. I'm just going to say that right now. So disclaimer, big disclaimer, and I'll probably say this at the beginning of every single episode going forward. If you take anything I say, pass it through your doctor first. If your doctor says that's okay, then great. If your doctor says it's not okay, then you got to make your own decision. I say lean towards your doctor, not towards me. But at the same time, you know I kind of have a thing against some doctors. Some doctors are out there to, you know, protect themselves as well. But I go my own beaten path. I do my own thing. I don't care what the doctors have to say. I listen to the doctors, but I don't always, let's say, lean on their advice right away. For example, a quick one, and then I'm going to end this episode for today, and then Monday we'll kick right into it. So for example, I can't remember if it was, I think it was 2019, somewhere right around there. I started running again, and I went up this sharp hill. It was a sharp hill, and I was going up it. I was still starting to run. I wasn't ready for the hill, but I decided to go up it anyways. And as I did, I knew that I was putting some pressure on my muscles. And as I was probably stretching them a little too hard or going a little too hard on them. And lo and behold, I got an injury. Surprise, surprise. And as I got that injury, it would not go away. Now, most injuries that I deal with goes away. This one wasn't. In fact, it was almost to the point where it was locking up my left leg. I'm clenching my leg right now because I can almost feel the pain. And it just hurt. And it would lock up on me. And I couldn't understand why. I did stretches, whatever it was, and it still wouldn't work. I went and got x-rays, all these things, and finally I got an MRI that said my meniscus had been torn, and I had micro meniscus tears. And the same doctor told me that this would not heal, and that the chances of me running the way I was again is very slim. Well, I don't know what happened to my body. I decided that wasn't going to be the answer for me, and that I would still pursue. I would just take a long rest and actually stop running, which was depressing to me. But I made it through it, and this is where I learned a lot of things going through that process. I learned a lot of things going through that process about myself that I can't wait to share with you. But I went through that process, somehow healed miraculously above and beyond what the doctor said. And not only that, I came back stronger, and I hit new personal records, personal best, PRs, whatever. I don't know this PR PB thing. Everybody's saying PBs now. I like PR. Maybe I'm old school, but anyways, the fact is, or the point is that I don't always go with what doctors say. So disclaimer, talk to your doctor first before you do anything wacky that I say to do. But I can tell you one thing. To become the best, you can't think like the rest. You can't train like the rest. You can't be like the rest. You have to do something different. And that's what this podcast is all about. Showing you what is different, and then you get to decide which way you're going to go. And yes, there are risks to everything that you do when you try to become the best. That just comes with it. There are risks to becoming the best. All right? Okay. 20 minutes today. I'm probably going to go anywhere from 15 to an hour, especially if I get a good guest on, which I'm really excited about my next, my hopeful guest that's coming here. I don't edit. I think I've said that before. So what you're hearing is raw. It's not scripted. It's pretty much me just going from the hip here. I will have like a general idea of what I'm going to talk about before I come in. That's why I'll do them once a week so I can prepare. Unless something really exciting comes up during the week while I'm out there. Yeah, this is it. This is, I feel pretty good about this. I'm pretty happy that I have found my true love has come back to me running. And I'm going back to it, I should say. It never left. I left it. I'm coming back to it, and I can't wait to go after it. A little bit more. I just have to get things off my chest. When I went out there to decide, like before, if you remember, I was like, okay, let's build body weight, and then we're going to test if we can still run and lose body weight. I can't wait any longer. I have to run. It's been too long. I see people running. This is a season where racing becomes number one for me. It's like a big thing because this is cross-country season, which is my favorite sport. So I got that itch, and I decided to jump into it. When I decided to jump into it, the question was, do I run for fun or do I go back to competing? And I teeter-totter, and normally I never can get to the point where I just run for fun. I get this competitive itch and I go out there and I run competitively. I'm not joking myself. I'm not kidding with myself. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to compete. I'm going to compete because that's just the way it is. To become the best, I have to keep pressing myself. I don't want running to be just running. I want it to be a personal growth thing. And not to say that you can't train hard and not compete and still get growth. I just find that adding that level of competitiveness just helps you get to that next level. And you'll see as I go through this journey, it's not me versus them. It's me versus me. Although I use others to try to help me get better, in the end, it's me against myself. And so I put a post out there on Instagram saying, should I run for fun or should I go all out and see how well I can do? Well, you know what? I kind of fall into a category where I'm either all or nothing. If I do halfway, then I'm not gonna go for it. I'll probably end up dropping. So what I'm going to do is go all out. But it's a long process. It's not like tomorrow I'm going to be running a 5K anytime soon. Right now I'm walking. So I've made the decision that I am going to compete again at my age level. That's where I'm going to start, with my age level in my area. I'm not going to try to become national best quite yet. Well, the world's best at my age, they're running pretty fast, even at my age. If you want to know my age right now, my age is 45. Actually, you'll probably have to ask my wife. She'll remind you specifically. I'm at least 45. I was born in 1978, whatever that is. Do the math. I forget my age because that's not on my mind right now. I don't really think about age. I think more about what am I doing? Am I feeling? How am I feeling? My age is just a number. How long I'm planning to live at least to 104. So yeah, I can't wait to share my stories. I have many running stories because running's been such a big part of my life and shaping who I am today. Anyways, okay, that's it for sure. If you want to follow me, I ask that you do share this podcast. I ask that you do go out there and give this 5-star rating if you feel that it's 5-star rating. I ask that you do write reviews. You help me out here. Get the message across, especially if you're a runner or know other runners. Let them know. If you're looking to become a runner, this is the place for you too. I'm starting right where you are. walking, and I'm going to show you how to go from walking to the best runner in the world. That's going to happen. And it doesn't matter what level you are. It doesn't matter whether you think you can or not. I'm going to work on all that stuff with you and the guest and myself that are going to come on here. We're going to show you how to go from wherever you are to the best runner possible. Okay? All right. With that, and give me a follow on, let's see, where do I want you to follow me? You know what? Follow me at Angelo_Santito on Instagram, because that's where I post the most, And I'm going to be changing that up soon. I'm going to be moving to another profile that's, I'm rebranding, I guess you could call it. So I'm going to create a new profile. But for right now, if you go to Angelo_Santito, AngeloSantito on Instagram, you'll find me and you'll see all my running stuff and all the fun stuff that I get into. I post the most there. So if you want to follow me, go there, and then I'm going to show you, I'm probably going to switch over to Instagram to a new profile, create a new one called The Best Runner Ever. And I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for that, but I don't really care. I don't really care what people think at this point. What I care about is those who want to become the best. And if that's you and you're on that pursuit and want to do that through running, then you're in the right spot. Come follow me over there and we'll go on this journey together side by side to figure out how to master this thing called life till our last breath. All right, how do we become the best runner till we take the last breath on our last day? How do we become the best person with our last breath by the time we take our last breath on the last day? All right, okay. With that, I look forward. I don't want to stop talking to you because I enjoy these journeys and I'm enjoying the journey of life that I'm on. And I just want to share so much of it with you. So anyways, here it is, the end. Come follow me and I will talk to you Monday. And if you do follow me on Instagram, hit me up with a direct message. I talk to everybody who direct messages me, even if I think they're a scammer. All right, just direct message me. I'll take note of you. We'll go on this, you know, if you have questions about running, hit me up there. Hit me up there on Instagram and I will help you through your running. I will help you design a program. I got a Facebook group. It's called NAC Warriors. You can go out there and join that as well. If that's something you're interested in getting in a group there, it's quite dead right now, but I'm thinking of picking it up very soon. But yeah, come join me there. Come find me. Those are the two main places I want you to either go. Facebook group, NAC Warriors, or Instagram, Angelo_Santito. And please give me a good review and share this to spread this out. We need this out there. We need more people to become the best. We need hope in this world that we can become better despite all the negativity out there. And let's just go out there and become the best individuals we possibly can. Okay, with that, have a good one. I'll talk to you next time.